goal? Well, it's heaven, and God wants us to be with him. Our heavenly mother yearns for us to follow her son, always interceding for those who ask. But pitfalls surround us, and the devil is vigilant in his effort to pull us away. So if God wants us to be with him, why does he allow this to happen to us? Well, in his new book, The Secret of the Holy Face, Father Lawrence Carney reveals the essence and history of the Holy Face devotion, its apostles, and how to save society and the church from her foes. Father Carney is joining me this morning to tell us more about this incredible book. Good morning, Father Carney. Thanks so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda, and thank you for having me.
Well, perhaps for those who have not heard or are new to this devotion, tell us a little bit about the Arch Confraternity of the Holy Face.
Okay, yeah, the Arch Confraternity was established by Pope Leo XIII in 1885, and it's basically taking the Old Testament forward into the New Testament. In the Old Testament, God told us in Leviticus, if we don't follow his commandments, he's going to punish us. And if we follow his commandments, he's going to bless us. Well, in the New Testament, the time that we live in now, our human family has been blaspheming God and being irreverent and not honoring him on his, his Sabbath day. And so he established this Arch Confraternity in the church because it's a blueprint of how we can turn that around, because the Arch Confraternity was established to make reparation for the sins of blasphemy and profanation of Sundays. And one of the first members to enroll was St. Therese of Lisieux of the Child Jesus of the Holy Face. So this is a real clear way for hopefully a million people soon to get engaged to fight the revolution against God by mounting a counter-revolution through this Arch Confraternity with the Holy Face of Jesus being a very powerful and efficacious way to overcome the evil that we have today.
So why is this image, Father Carney, the image and the face of Jesus, why is this dedication or this devotion to the Holy Face destined to save our society?
Well, very good question, Brenda. Blessed Pius IX told us that reparation is destined to save society. Reparation is one of the four ends of sacrifice, there being adoration, thanksgiving, petition, and reparation. Now, his Holy Face is very important because Jesus told Sister Mary St. Peter, who was a Carmelite in Tours, France in the 1840s, the revelations that concern the devotion to the Holy Face. And we have observed that the Holy Face of God is mentioned over 800 times in the Old Testament. And in Leviticus 26, the face of God is mentioned over and over. And it's said, if you will follow my commandments, I will shine my face on you and give you a blessing. But if you don't follow my commandments, basically, I'll shine my face and your enemies will take you down and enslave you. So his face is not only an object of benevolence, the beatific vision like St. Thomas Aquinas talks about, that being the end goal for everyone, to go to heaven and to see God face to face. But his face also affects good and evil. So they covered up the face of Jesus Christ during the mock trial right before his crucifixion, because I read in the Bible that it seems like his face was shining bright, and they didn't want that because they were children of the darkness. But we're children of the light, and we want his face to shine upon the whole world. So that's what we're about, and that's why his face is so important.
Well, if you want to understand this just a little bit better, you can read The Secret of the Holy Face, the devotion destined to save society. It is out by Tan Books. Father Lawrence Carney is the author and joining me today. Father, you had mentioned this just a moment ago, and you were talking about wanting to get 1 million people enrolled into this devotion. What does that mean to enroll in a devotion like this, and why is 1 million the number?
I put that number out there because God has a preordained number of faithful people that need to rise up to combat the revolution against Him. So, since we're human, we need targets, we need goals. I just threw that number out there, 1 million. Mm. You know, Gideon only needed 300 to take down the Midianites. And so usually God's crew is greatly outnumbered against the enemy. And that's why Leviticus talks about if there's five of you, you'll take 100 of the enemy. And if there's 100 of you, you'll take 10,000 of the enemy. So in math, that's exponential power over the enemy. So people can enroll by simply signing up with the Arch Confraternity in Tours. And we have a website, martinians.org, where people can do that. And also there can be other little confraternities that pop up around the world over time. And that's how I hope that people of goodwill will enroll, because once someone gets into the Arch Confraternity, there are six conditions that have to be fulfilled. And when people start to live out this devotion, then we will get the promises, because the curse that God told Sister Mary St. Peter is that I'm going to send revolutionary men into the world against the church and against the world. Now, when someone gives the curse, they also have the power to give the blessing. So God has the power to give the curse. He has the power to give the blessing. And the blessing is if we follow His commandments and we turn around committing so many sins against the commandments, especially the first three commandments, because those deal with directly with God. If we can't get the first three right, it's not going to be easy to get the last seven right, which deal with our neighbor.
Father Carney, as we were preparing for our interview today, I was telling you about how there's just been these incredible signs that God seems to be giving us about this dedication. One includes the receiving of this book. Another was recently for our Share-a-thon, we gave away these beautiful prayer books that arrived to us, Prayers on the Holy Face. And then when we delved a little further, we realized that the motto of our own Archbishop Alexander Sample is to contemplate the face of Christ. And it just seems all of a sudden now we're just everywhere. And perhaps it's these people dedicated that are really bringing forward this message. For you, how did you discover this vocation and how has it worked in your own life?
Well, I discovered the priesthood by 6 years old. I was in a classroom and a Redemptorist priest gave me a card of the Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and I saw real eyes in it, in Our Lady, and I thought, oh, I need to be a priest if a priest can do that. And, you know, I've become a priest. You mentioned that Archbishop has the motto. I really need to get in contact with His Grace. There's a priest, Father Eric Anderson, who's friends with him.
Absolutely. We know him well.
You know him well. Okay. So that's a connection there. And I wanted to really go back even deeper as to why are you getting all these connections? And it's because people are starting to pray, not just praying in general, but people are starting to pray specifically the way this Arch Confraternity is set up. And so that's the beautiful thing that's happening, is I'm confident there's going to be 1 million people that are going to be faithful to this. And it's contingent on our human family to fulfill the requirements of this devotion, which has been a secret up until now. And Jesus even revealed this to Sister Mary St. Peter, that great Carmelite, that this devotion would not take off at the beginning. Well, that was 1840. It didn't take off completely. It kind of got some ground. And he said that there's going to be apostles in latter times that will promote this devotion. They will become apostles of my faith.
Father Lawrence, this has been an incredible conversation, and we're really starting to make connections now, but I am coming up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
Certainly.
I am continuing now my conversation with Father Lawrence Carney. Father Carney has a new book out, The Secret of the Holy Face, The Devotion Destined to Save Society. It is out by Tan Books, and Father Carney is joining me again today as we continue our discussion about this incredible devotion. Well, Father Carney, October was dedicated to the Holy Rosary. And, well, as many things are, the Rosary is deeply connected to this devotion. Explain how and what ways.
Absolutely. So the Rosary is a very powerful devotion. And if someone prays the Rosary with all the decades a day, the soul has the opportunity to meditate on those beautiful mysteries. And it takes a while to say it. Now, I have found in these times that people really need to consider making total consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary according to St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion. That book is really deep, and it's so much for our times. And I find when people understand how important it is to go to Our Lady, it's through Mary that we come to Jesus, because that's how Jesus was sent to us, through her. That's the most humble way. It's the most sure way. And when we consecrate ourselves to her as slaves, we dedicate all of our property, all of our graces, all of our goodness to her so she can be the treasurer, because she's going to be better than anybody else can do. And so she, I'm convinced, has led me to a deeper devotion to Jesus Christ, which has led me to this particular deep devotion to the Holy Face. And so I think that having the Rosary next to the Holy Face prayers is something extremely powerful. Because in these latter times, coming from the French school back in the 1700s and 1800s, St. Louis de Montfort was one of those people from the French school there in Paris. They had this school of devotion to Our Lady. And this isn't something that the church just has come about and then it goes away. Well, no, it's important, because evil's so bad. In order to crush the head of the serpent in these times, we need souls that are completely dedicated to Our Lady, protected under her mantle and protected underneath her spouse, the Holy Spirit, to lead us to the face of Jesus that can really do a lot of damage to the kingdom of Satan.
Father Carney, as now we move into the month of November, we have the beautiful Feast of All Saints Day. And there are saints that you talked about, how we have roadmaps and we have guides in the saints. And there are saints who also had a very beautiful dedication to the Holy Face. So who are some of these important players that we know that we can rely on as we enter into this dedication of the Holy Face?
There's a number of saints. There's St. Michael the Archangel, whose name is Who is Like Unto God. His very name is a name of reparation. There's even St. Dismas the Good Thief, who, while the crucifixion was happening, he was one who spoke out and made reparation as he was dying, and he was promised paradise. And then there's St. Veronica, who broke through the mob to console the face of Jesus. So we have now a mob that's trying to take away our holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we need to break through that mob spiritually in a mystical combat like she did, and not fear what, could counterattack us. Then there's St. Jude, who didn't want to be mistaken from Judas the traitor. So he is known to carry an image, a big image of the face of Jesus, so he would be understood as the apostle who was faithful to Jesus. Then there's St. Martin of Tours, who was that holy bishop in the 4th century in France, Tours, France, who was a Roman soldier, who raised three people from the dead. We've adopted him, St. Martin of Tours, underneath our little pious association called the League of St. Martin, because my birthday's November 11th, which is his feast day. And he's the one that was responsible for bringing together Sister Mary St. Peter and Venerable Leopold into Tours, where the devotion to the Holy Face, as we know it in the Archconfraternity, has been established. There's St. Augustine, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Gertrude the Great, Julian of Norwich. St. Veronica of Giuliani is a very obscure saint. about three or four years ago in Italy. She went to hell many times and suffered the Passion, and she predicted that the instruments of the Passion would be written on her heart after she died. So they looked at her heart, did a biopsy, and they saw that there were the symbols of the implements used to torture Jesus. Then there's Blessed Pope Pius IX, Blessed Bassa Maru, who started Notre Dame. And then there's Archbishop Napoleon Joseph Perche, one of the archbishops of New Orleans, and Pope Leo XIII, and there's even some modern saints like Saint Gaetano Cattanozzo, who had a great devotion to the Holy Face. He was a priest in the mid-1900s in Italy. So this is just a small touch of all the saints. But lastly, I want to mention that the Vela Veronica was given to Saint Clement by Veronica, who was the third or fourth pope. And all the popes kept it. And I think it was Pope Gregory converted the Pantheon into a church. And all the relics of the saints were put into there. I mean, many of them. And many times they put the Vela Veronica in there. And May the 13th would be the feast day that they would bring out the Vela Veronica. And sometimes they would bring out this veil in times of battle and put it in the front to be victorious over against the enemies of Catholicism. But May 13th is so important because guess what? That's the day when Our Lady of Fatima started her apparitions for 6 months, ending on October the 13th, 1917.
Wow. Father Carney, just listening to that litany of saints, sometimes feel alone, but just hearing that, we know that God never leaves us alone, and the lives of these saints will just... they will walk with us. All we have to do is ask for their intercession to walk with us and help us focus our attention. And boy, it is just wonderful to know that this beautiful dedication, the Holy Face, well, it is something, it's a gift, right? It's a gift for all of us. We just have to enter. It's like a gift from God that says, this is the way to do this. And so, Father Carney, I just really appreciate all of your time today, kind of letting us know a little bit more about your book. As we end our discussion today, will you end us in prayer and your priestly blessing?
Sure. Let's end with the Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, cum spiritu tuo. Benedicite omnipotentis patri et fili, spiritus sancti, et super vos et maniat semper. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Father Lawrence Carney. So the name of the book, The Secret of the Holy Face, The Devotion Destined to Save Society. It is out by Tan Books. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Tan Books, to Father Carney's book. Purchase a copy for yourself. You're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and you'll find it on the Hail Mary Media app.